Okay, ready to get started? All right, let's dive right in. We're going to get really punctual today because I'll make sure you have as much time as possible to have your settlement negotiations. So, of course, first, a few quick announcements. Number one, we should all celebrate the end of daylight savings time. So hopefully you had wild parties and got to sleep an extra hour. I got to say, it restores my faith in humanity. Number two, for those of you who still want to go to the Valero refining trip, I've gotten a preliminary sign-up list here. Any of you missed it or didn't have a chance to sign up or you changed your mind would like to, feel free. The sign-up sheet's right here. Remember, it's this Friday. We'll be there starting at 8 a.m. We'll have you hopefully done by noon to 12:30. But I need to turn in the list by Wednesday. So if you're going to sign up, please do it today or at the latest in our Wednesday class, and I'll make sure everyone gets submitted. Number two, if you are interested, we are going to be having another possibility to hear a guest lecture. I know that this is that time of year where you have to worry about things, but this one has some advantages. Number one, it's during lunch. Number two, I'm providing lunch. This would be Pink's Pizza at noon today. The topic is we are going to be talking about the world's largest direct air capture plant that's going to capture CO2 out of the air and inject it into the ground in West Texas to sequester the CO2 and also to use it to produce oil in hopes of having essentially a negative carbon balance that will pay for itself. The reason it's a guest lecture is that we're going to have a combination of the Senior Environmental Council for Occidental Petroleum Corporation coming to talk about the project. They're the ones who are doing it, and to talk about the law generally on how energy companies are thinking about carbon dioxide removal strategies. In addition as well, Professor Brett Wells has agreed to come and join the conversation because a lot of this planning will hinge on tax credits that are given for captured CO2. So I've got plenty of pizzas. It's in 3BLB starting immediately after this class. Absolutely, I'm not going to even notice if you're there. I will try very hard. This has nothing to do with your class here and your grade. But if it's something you're interested in, certainly would welcome to have you join the discussion. And last, speaking of guest lectures, I just this morning got confirmation, which is going to require me to go and give a speech in India next week. So, one, if any of you are interested in India doing work in public interest litigation, what's happening with international arbitrations and climate change issues in India, I'm going to talk with some of the Supreme Court justices there about seeing if we can set up internship and programs. But second, it also means I won't be here Wednesday. I have lined up Professor Charles Irvine. He is one of the named partners at Irvine and Connor, which is one of the lead environmental plaintiffs groups in the state, if not the country. They're the ones who are lead plaintiffs on the Harvey Takings litigation, which is taking place at the moment. So he is going to come and give you the introductory discussion about the Endangered Species Act, which he is one of the first world-class experts on. So be here, give him a warm reception, make him glad that he's an adjunct professor here at the University of Houston. Those are my announcements. Do you guys have anything that you would like to talk about? Any other announcements? Okay, just to let you know, you need to join your group. Don't sit in your usual spots today. I've got the list right here. You should have got an email with the information and settlement discussion. All right, so any other announcements, things you guys want to raise, bring questions about? Okay, I will have one last final, very quick postscript. I know it's that time of year, so I do want to confirm and assure all of you that our last class session will be a review session. So we will go through the final exam, a sample problem, and I'll answer any and all questions at that point. Also, I just nearly forgot, Dean Vetter asked that I remind all of you, please, please, please fill out class evaluations. They do matter. I will assure you personally I read each and every one, especially the ones that give me thoughtful comments on how the class could be improved. I also will tell you that the faculty uses them to make decisions on everything from who stays, who teaches, and who gets paid what. So it does matter to us. So if you can, I'd very much appreciate your thoughtful input on that. Okay, any other? Okay, great. Any other questions or thoughts? Okay, then let's get started. Yes. That's up to you. You're representing your client at this point. I, at this point, do not know what you confidentially know. So we can talk during the discussion if you'd like, but I will also offer another pointer. The one thing that will guarantee work out badly for your client is to misrepresent anything to EPA. My experience has been it never holds up, and you always end up really putting your client in the soup, and it has ethical challenges, even in an adversarial context. So with that, good question. Sorry, I didn't mean to have such a heavy note there. Any others? Okay, before I get into character, here's the goal. We are going to have until 11:30 deadline for you guys to negotiate the settlement. I'm going to start by being EPA. I'm going to essentially give you the sort of presentation that I would have heard as outside counsel for any of these Superfund site orientation sessions. The plan here is then I am going to step out of the picture. I'm going to step out with my team of attorneys, which means that you will be dealing, if you have questions with EPA, initially with the EPA legal team. In addition as well, TCEQ has their own legal team. Please remember, TCEQ and the state of Texas plays a role in the approval of settlements. And they also usually have to put in at least 10% of the funding of the cleanup. So they care, and they will be listened to by EPA on whether or not you guys offer a settlement that we're willing to accept. Okay? Any questions about style, format, approaches? Yes? The Johnsons. That's okay. All right, any others? Going once, going twice. Oh, one last thing. I am recording and we are Zooming this opening portion of the class. But once I get done and you guys start negotiating, I'm turning off the recorder. I want you to be able to speak freely, frankly, do whatever you need to do. This is totally outside the spotlight. It's confidential. But I will turn it back on when you guys are ready to do your presentation of any settlement you might, reach. Okay, anything else? Going once, going twice. All right, then welcome. I must say I greatly appreciate all of you making the commitment and effort to come to EPA today to discuss this site. I'm Tracy Hester. I am the regional counsel for EPA Region 6. I'd like to introduce my crack legal team. Where have you dispersed to? Who's the EPA team? Back here in the corner. They are the assistant regional counsels, and they'll be working with me to assist you to resolve our concerns about this site. I think you're all sophisticated counsel. You all know what's on the table here, but let me at least clarify some of the stakes from EPA Region 6's perspective. We want this site cleaned up, and it will be cleaned up. I assure you that if you cannot assist us in that endeavor, EPA is fully ready and capable of completing this cleanup on an expedited basis to protect public health and the environment. If we do so, you're also aware of the stakes. We do intend to seek full cost recovery from you. Those costs will be what we deem to be appropriate at the site and with consistency to the NCP. In addition, we will also assess oversight cost for any other additional costs that we incur in terms of preparing this remedy and the decision. When I say oversight cost, I'm not talking about oversight for you. I'm talking about indirect administrative expenses that we have to incur because we're the ones having to move the dirt and hire the contractors. So as you know, typically our remedies tend to be more expensive than the more, let's say, flexible and innovative ones that the potentially responsible parties can choose. We have already given you a 106 order. We are fully and ready to proceed forward with enforcement of that 106 order. That 106 order is going to be focused specifically on getting two surface impoundments of this site cleaned up, as well as additional costs associated with some leaking materials there. We want that 106 order fully complied with and satisfied as part of this settlement. In addition as well, we want a commitment from you, open-ended, to make sure this site gets cleaned up fully and completely in a remediation beyond just the 106 order. So with that in mind, I am available if you have questions, but since I have multiple other Superfund sites to meet with today, you must please first contact my legal team to see if they can provide answers to your questions. And if you can't resolve them or if you have an intractable dispute, you can elevate it to me. I also want to stress to you that we have my colleagues here who deserve your equal attention and respect from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. They obviously have a determinative say on whether or not this settlement goes forward because the state deserves the respect that it's due from the federal government, but more importantly, they're picking up part of the tab for any of our oversight costs and participation of the site. So with that, you have this room for the next hour. We would ask that you let us know whether you've reached a settlement in principle outline by, let's say, 11:30. At that point, we will come back in and hear whatever proposal you might have. Do you have any questions or concerns you'd like to raise with me before we break?
Has the EPA already conducted a remedial investigation or feasibility study, or is that one of the burdens PRP is going to take to consider?
At this point, all we've done is removal action. So we've handled emergency scenarios. We have not yet done the RIFS. As you're aware, that process can take multiple years and maybe a significant portion of the cost of the site. So it's our hope that the PRPs will be able to step forward and engage in that work. I should warn you, that portion of the process typically has the heaviest EPA oversight because we care most that the decision made at the beginning of the process is the right one. We tend to have a less heavy hand when you actually get to moving the dirt down the road. Okay, any other questions? All right, with that, I will retreat to my office. I welcome all of you to a fruitful negotiation, and I will now confer with my team. Thank you very much. Sorry, Quinn, I didn't know if you were able to work anything out. You're muted.
Yeah, it should work out.
Okay, great. All right, because I'm disconnecting the Zoom here now.
Okay.
Actually, I'll just see if I can pause it. There we go. Actually, TCQ, if you care to join us for our initial discussion. Good morning. Good to see you, crew. I know it's a busy time of year for you guys because we're going to get all our cleanups done before winter gets here.
Yes.
So, actually, it can be in West Texas, but you know, South Houston, I don't think we have too much to worry about with ice. So I've invited our TCEQ colleagues to join us here. I just wanted to let you know, I love this site. I wish I could stay here with you, and I have total trust in you, but I'm going to get pulled into other meetings. So I'm going to ask that anyone who has questions come to talk with you first. If you feel like there's anything that you have concerns about or questions, or if they just won't listen to reason, I'll be right there in the corner of my office enjoying the view. Just pull me in. But other than that, I'm hoping that you can at least facilitate if they do have questions, because honestly, the truth is, I don't want to issue a 106 order. I don't want to spend this money. I'm sorry, we have given them a copy of it, but we have not actually formally served it on them. And I know you guys want this site cleaned up too, so we will be listening to you. So with that, anything else you guys want to talk about?
What's the best way to begin? Are we responsible for, hosting the negotiation, or is it they take the reins?
If I could step out of character here?
Yeah.
Usually EPA steps out of the room entirely.
Okay, that's what I...
So we, usually it's less structured than this even. There's no placards telling who's representing who. We just issue a sign-up sheet.
Okay.
And then as soon as EPA leaves a room, actually either EPA will coordinate with the big PRP,
okay,
and they'll step up and do the presentation with them.
Okay.
Or in this kind of site, EPA leaves a room and just lets us fight it out.
Okay.
So at this point, I'd stay out of it. Let them come to you. You're probably going to get questions about bankruptcy. You're going to get questions about de minimis settlements. You're going to get questions about whether or not that there's a defense they can raise in terms of de minimis, de micromis, innocent owner, just to sort of get your read as to whether or not you're buying it. I think the short answer here is be honest, candid, truthful, but frankly, I don't intend to make them comfortable. I just want this site cleaned up. So if there's a legal risk there, make sure they know it. All right, anything else?
Can I ask a side question?
Of course.
So when I went to the Superfund community talk, that was EPA and who owns that site right now?
Well, that's an interesting question. The portion of it that's underwater is owned by the state.
Okay.
The portion of it that's not owned by, I don't know who the current owner is.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's a bankrupt entity, and effectively it's held by a trustee.
Okay.
All right, TCEQ.
Hi,
Sure. Separately, I just want to let you know, the honest truth for the state, you guys are usually the tail on the dog, but that doesn't mean you can't cause trouble. You do get to say whether DCQ is going to buy into this agreement, and usually the state has a lot to say. You know, we usually listen to the state. This is not me in character, I'm just saying the truth here. What that means is, from your perspective, you don't really care if it makes EPA's life miserable. You don't care whether the PRPs think they're being treated unfairly. You don't care whether the Superfund program has to worry about every other site. You just want our site cleaned up. So if you don't feel like there's a full, fair, complete resolution that gets the site cleaned up and that gets the state their 10%, you're welcome to walk away from this deal. I'm giving you license to be jerks if you want to. But if you want to get it done, I'd leave it totally in your hands. I can't control you. I'm just EPA. The only person you respond to is the governor of Texas. Indirectly. Okay? So we may have EPA send folks to you. You may have separate approaches to see if people can settle with the state separately. I don't know. Sometimes I've seen TCQ get more action than EPA. Sometimes I've seen you guys sit and have no questions the entire hour, in which case you can get your homework done for your next class. That's fine with me. But you're responding to what they want. Okay. All clear? Enjoy. This is the...
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to remember that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I tried to play soccer, but I ended up picking flowers for my mom. I'm not.
Then you'd be a great mediator.
I'm good at that.
I just want to let you know that TCEQ has been authorized to solely look for the state of Texas's interest. So don't be surprised if they come over here and make trouble for you.
Okay.
So if that happens, we have to figure out a way to get everybody to the table. So. I'll be honest with you, I step out of character. Some years TCQ gets more action than you guys. Some years they don't say a word to anybody. So we'll have to sort of see how it plays out with the PRPs.
Can I ask an academic question?
Of course.
Parent corporations, is that only applied to operating owner liability? It doesn't for the transporter one? Is that
it's both.
Parent corporation liability applied to
anything? I mean, the whole point with one of the points of Best Foods was, by owning the subsidiary, did you also own the site that the subsidiary owned? So that was owner liability. And the court said no. That the veil, as long as you respect the veil, there's no owner liability. Same thing with operator liability. The fact that you have some interplay between the two is accepted by corporate law. So you have to sort of exceed the boundaries and be acting in a way that is self-dealing to the parent and injuring the subsidiary that wouldn't make sense if you were just representing the subsidiary.
So does the veil apply to owners-operators or transporters or only owners-operators?
Best Food's only about owner-operators.
Has the court ever extended that?
The Supreme Court, no. Circuit courts, yes. Ranger liability in particular. Okay. A lot of corporate veil stuff on our rangers. The most important thing, and I was worried I was being unfair. Maybe I should say something if I get a lot of questions. One, for the subsidiary, the key thing is that they merged that company into the parent. If you merge, you get all their liabilities. I'm not sure everyone's familiar with that corporate law concept. The other is a bankruptcy. Bankruptcy can discharge past claims. It doesn't release you if you still own the property when the bankruptcy is done. So you can still, as part of the police power, administrative costs, be forced to pay for cleanup. But if you're just a past owner and you have no connection to the site, this case law is a little murky, but it's pretty clear you can discharge those past claims.
It's not your student loans.
No. We all know that that never happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting ready to reconvene the session. Do you guys need a few minutes to make a last minute presentation? Then would you need 5 minutes? 5 minutes. Just to let everyone know, one of the parties has requested a 5-minute extension to complete negotiations, so we will begin in 4 minutes. I'm so sorry, we're about to lose the room to another settlement negotiation. Do you need any more time? Can we go ahead and begin? Ready?
Okay, I want everything y'all got. Paperwork, the whole nine yards.
It'll be in newspaper form.
It sounds like you guys have struck some agreements, so why don't you come to the front of the room? We can talk about what you've agreed to. Well, did everyone? We're just getting ready to start the... Do you need more time?
I mean, just about that, really. And then you can but it's okay.
Well, no, what we could do is this. Excuse me. I'm actually doing this on the record because it's a formal decision by the group. We still have groups making counteroffers. I also have the distinct impression that there's not a coordinated group settlement from everybody. Instead, you're doing individual settlements. I am willing to do something I've never done in this class before, in this negotiation process before, which is if you think it'd be productive, I am willing to let this extend and let you guys present a final offer at the start of our next class. That would give you off time outside of class to do whatever you want, including drinking beer, ordering pizza, making bribes, going to sports games, whatever you feel like with each other. But here's the deal. I need to have a final package or a no can't do it decision at the very beginning of class. No more discussion, because we need to move on to other pressing matters involving Endangered Species Act enforcement. So what would you like to do? Do you want to? Okay, then let's wrap up today. All right. So sorry, then. I'm afraid that the door has closed. All right, so thank you. I appreciate your good faith efforts. I also feel like I'm required to tell you that the 106 order is already printed in envelopes and ready to be served on each of you for formal initiation of administrative enforcement proceedings. So I'm truly hoping we can reach a resolution here today. With that in mind, is there a global offer that all of you agreed to at this point? No? You do realize from EPA's perspective, we want to deal with one settlement, if at all possible. I have zero desire to negotiate with all seven of you over weekends and holidays. All right? So it sounds like then we have separate proposals. Then at that point, I will turn to my team and let them recount what they've heard. And then to the extent you have anything you want to add, as long as we finish with a hard stop by 11:45. So guys, what is on the table from that you've received at this point? Hold on 1 second. Property brokers, the Johnsons, large transport corporation?
We don't have
okay. So I have, who are the three? I'm sorry, who are beyond the three? I have Kimco, property brokers, the Johnsons.
Metals recycling.
Metals recycling.
And recycling.
Okay. All right. I won't write these down, but can you just give me a quick breakdown as to how they each prospectively settled?
Lead recycling settled for $180,000.
Well, we'll try that one, okay.
The Johnsons for $5,000.
$5,000, okay.
Metals recycling is $12 million.
Okay.
Property brokers are $85,000. And Kemco is $350,000.
So the only one who has not settled then is Rand's Transporter and I thought we had more than that. Six. One. Okay. All right then. Let's make sure we've got everybody. Okay. So basically,
joint severally liable.
Okay. I'll thank you very much. You must understand that I have to make a final decision on this package and review it with my management, including headquarters DC. If there's any other information that you as parties wish to share with me at this point that would affect that decision, please let me know now. That includes LTC, who I think might have some concerns about this proposed package. Mm-hmm. I hear your pain. I will ask, the only reason that didn't happen is because no one stepped up to coordinate a group settlement. So if there was a concern, you guys could have been that role. People who sent significant amounts of material, like metals recycling, could have played that role. But at this point, from my perspective, my real concerns are twofold. Will the site get cleaned up? Is this enough money? And second, do I have a credible enforcement case at the end of the day? And you have to remember, I'm immunizing all of you settlers from contribution lawsuits and future enforcement activity. And I'm assuming there's zero discussion here about commitment to a consent decree to actually perform the cleanup. Are you guys agreeing to do that? Or are you just paying a cash check and walking away? If it's a walkaway settlement, I can tell you right now the 106 order is already on your desks. You are paying your share of the cost that you'd be paying anyway, but at a reduced cost because you have control over the pace and method of the cleanup.
Then once we pay you, you clean it up.
No, you're paying me, you do the cleanup. That's the point of the consent decree.
It's like we're paying twice.
No, you're paying a certain share now, but in the long run, you're still working out how you distribute it yourselves. I don't care how you divide the pie among yourselves. All I care about is the sites being cleaned up. Now, if you want a walkaway settlement that only is going to cover approximately, by my rough calculation, 20% of the site cleanup, why would I accept that? I'm happy to hear arguments. I can guarantee you that the current administration will look dimly on me asking them for $50 million to clean up a site when I had good, viable PRPs to pay for it. Now, can I step out of character for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
You could reply, what consent decree? We get a walkaway because you still have a big fish on the hook. Make them clean it up. To which I hope you guys are thinking, who, me? What basis do you have? I'm now back in character. Clearly, this settlement has rather significant implications for the role you will play at this site. If I understand the structure of the proffer correctly, they are gone. And you will be the sole PRP lead at this site and sole executor of the consent decree. Is there any reason why we can't hold you jointly and severally liable at this site and accountable for the bulk of the cleanup? I mean, I do that all the time. I'm glad to do it, but I'm glad to hear your side of the case. Wouldn't that give you complete immunization of liability? I mean, why are you agreeing to pay $50 million? Sorry?
They settle, the EPA will...
If I accept, yes.
Yeah, if it's accepted, the EPA comes to us for the remaining amount. We couldn't see contribution because they've already settled.
That's correct.
Correct. But we can then go to the EPA and challenge that and try to get reimbursed.
That's hard to do since you are a PRP unless you have an absolute defense on the lack of choice
correct.
Of the site.
So if the EPA came after us for the remaining balance, we can then go after the EPA and show that we weren't liable, that there was never a proper trigger for us to be on the hook.
You could, but in the meantime, remember, no pre-enforcement review. You can't go to court. You have a 106 order sitting at your desk you're not executing, and that adds up to treble damages, which would be potentially $150 million?
Potentially.
On top of the 50 you're paying, of course. I'm still not sure your position then.
Well, there really isn't a position anymore. that's really the only one.
Okay. Would the rest of the PRPs, I assume, volunteer information that you think would make an easier enforcement case for me to hold them jointly and severally liable?
Yeah.
This is not looking good. All right. A few other thoughts. Did any of the other PRPs also get a corollary sign-off from the TCEQ? They can bomb this decision at any point, you realize. I have to listen to what they want to do. And we already have one obstreperous recalcitrant. Usually you guys are the recalcitrants. Okay, so how about this? I will take this package under advisement and confer with my attorneys in greater degree. I will tell you preliminarily, I'm inclined to issue the 106 order. From my perspective, I think I might get a better deal at the end of the day because a walk away involves risk to me and a risk to the United States for paying for a cleanup that the law holds you accountable for. unless you can persuasively show me a very high degree of litigation risk or an alternative route to get my money back, why would I accept this settlement? Especially when the TCEQ is over there drumming their fingers saying, hell no. Now, with that in mind, we are negative 1 minute past our deadline. I have to go get the speaker for the next session, to which you are all invited to. Any comments, responses, questions about this process? We can also start next class with this a little bit just to talk about it. I do have one factoid I have to share with you. I heard dramatic coughing and wheezing from the Selmans, the Johnsons. Is there one particular fact you might share that would have skewed this settlement significantly now that we're done?
We have made a miraculous recovery, happily, and have a wealthy aunt that's about to die. So.
And how much is she worth?
$5 million.
So.
Catch her in the parking lot.
One other thought to keep in mind, contribution protection goes against federal contribution claims. Make sure you've got these guys happy regardless of what the settlement is. All right, with that, last chance. Okay, we are turning the page. On next class, we're going to start with the Endangered Species Act, which is a load of fun. I'll catch up with you then. All set, Quinn? Okay, we're about to disconnect.